sermon text this morning is the gospel reading for today, that the King will return. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. Amen. It seems like we're hanging on the edge of everything right now. Especially, well, really in the church year. Next week we begin the church year over again. And the cry will be, the King will come. The King will come. We've already said in the church year that we're in, not only the King will come, but the King has come. And today we close the church year with the cry, the King will come again. And I found myself wondering, what does it mean to have a King? We say it. We sing it. But I think for us it's exceptionally hard to fathom, to wrap our heads around, what does it mean to have a King? One person at the head who you look to take care of everything, whose responsibility it is to take care of the mental, social, emotional, physical, spiritual well-being of the entire people. And I thought, you know, let's think about the kings that we see played out for us in movies and plays and all of that. And they're never portrayed very well. So we often have this very negative image, I think, of kings. Maybe unless it's King Arthur. But even so, there seems to be a negative image of kings. Because most kings are literary foils, examples of debauchery and ruthlessness. And we even live in a time, we live in a country where we refer to each person being the king of their own castle. You know, your home is your castle and you're the king of your castle. We bow to no one and we consider ourselves to be the authors of our own good. So this idea of a king is really hard for us to grasp. You know, you wonder, what was it like before electricity, before television, when families and extended families and clans gathered around the hearth or the campfire or whatever it was to tell stories of the past, when people really and truly were connected with one another. Even though we're super connected through the internet and our large groups of media, we're also exceptionally isolated from one another in what we share as our common bonds and our common history. I wonder what it was like to tell those stories. You know, I always imagine Longfellow. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. To memorize things like that and to tell them, to pass along a national history, a family history, all of it. What was that like, or what would it be like? Because right now, in our country, we seem bent on destroying it. Bent on destroying any attempt to exalt our national honor. Instead, it is fashionable now to tear everything down. And Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving. Heard anything about the pilgrims? Nope. How dare we bring something like that up? Gone and lost are the pilgrims. Gone and lost are Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, Francis Marion, George, and Martha Washington. our ancestors are seen as thieves and pillagers, to the extent that I would guess that even John Henry, that steel-driving man, is shameful for his larger-than-life story as the story of a transcontinental railroad. But I ask you today to gather around. Gather around, because we do have a history. We are a people. A people whose family line was thought of before the foundations of the world were laid. We are the people whose true home was set in place even before God spoke the words, "Let there be." Your heavenly home was put in place. Do you ever think about that? Before the foundations of the world were laid. You were thought of before creation came to be. This is part of who you are. It moves and twines in and through all of us, in and out. Drawing us together as a people. This people who we are. We are a people whose redemption was secured before our Creator said, "Let there be." Listen. For the word was spoken and all that is came to be. Life and light and joy and happiness. And mankind, our first parents, Adam and Eve, walked in true harmony with the Creator, with our Heavenly Father. And then came that rebel Satan with his mockery of the word. "Did God really say?" came the temptation. Twisting what God had put before His creation. The Father must have been hurt when humanity was led into rebellion ourselves. And He was wrathful. And the serpent, that murderer, was cast down into the dust. Down! "On your belly you shall crawl all the days of your life, and dust shall you eat." And to the people, pain you will have in bearing children. And from the sweat of your brow you will eat your food all the days of your life. And yet, that isn't the end. That isn't the end. A promise was given to the woman that one from her seed would crush the serpent's head. Yes, man would eat his meals from the sweat of his brow. Yes, death came into the world when Adam and Eve sinned. And it would take death, one particular death, very special death, to overcome our death. Listen. And wait. Wait came the word. Wait is said of the redemption to come from God's anointed Son. Then came Abraham. "For in you," God told Abraham, "all nations of the world will be blessed." And so we waited. And we waited. And our ancestors waited. And our families waited. And all humanity waited for the king that would become a poet warrior king, a king stronger than strong, a king strong enough to wipe free the stain of rebellion. And we would sing, "Come, thou precious ransom, come. Virgin son, make here thy home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall be with child. And she will conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel." Time marched on, and time marched on. And then on one peculiar, particular day, the angel Gabriel appeared to a young maiden named Mary. And she would become what we call the Theotokos, the Mother of God. And one night in a stable in Bethlehem, the Savior was born. And the angels rejoiced, "Behold, unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly a multitude of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to men upon whom His favor rests." Glory to God in the highest. The King has come. Veiled and hidden, but He had come. The King who was strong enough to let us live. He was strong enough to be weak and strong enough to give His life as a ransom for many. His redemption is our family's life. For though He died, He did not stay dead. He rose and we confess that He ascended into heaven. And from thence He will come to judge both the living and the dead. The King will come again. The King will come, and today in our scripture reading, the King Himself describes His arrival. Once He did come in weakness. Next He will come in power. Once He came resistible. The next time His coming will be irresistible. And He will return with the shout of the archangel and the trumpet blast of heaven. The King will return in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we will be caught up with them to meet Him in the air. Legion upon legion of angels will attend Him. And He will be seated on His glorious throne, and every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And the redeemed shall stand on His right hand, and the damned shall stand on the left. And the redeemed shall hear these words, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, receive the inheritance prepared for you before the foundations of the world were laid. For I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in chains, and you visited me. I was lacking clothes, and you clothed me. I was hungry, and you fed me. When, O Lord, comes the answer? For He is our Lord and our King. When, O Lord, comes the answer? When goes the cry? Whatever you did to the least of these, My brothers, says the King, you did to Me. Good works do not earn our salvation. Good works are the evidence of our faith. We are Christians and we bear the name of Christ. We do not bear that name because we earned it. We bear that name because we have been adopted. We bear that name because that name was given to us. We do not bear that name because we are so good, but rather on the contrary, we bear that name because good was done to us, and we did not reject that good in unbelief. Brothers and sisters in Christ, and dare I say, we're all having stress. We sit around, not just elections and news and coronavirus, but everything that's going on. Everything. And our backs hurt, and our necks hurt, and our brains hurt. But look around you. Here in the pews, across your radio, across your computer screen this morning, look in your mind if you sit by yourself and see by faith just exactly the things you don't see with the eyes that are in your head right now. Look at what you don't see, and what you don't see is what you really are, and that's royalty. You are royalty. Each and every one of you are royalty in God's eyes. You are the royalty of heaven. And as the royalty of heaven, we come to understand, gosh, it's hard. It's hard when you're raising a family. It's hard in every facet of life. It's hard because we want to put ourselves first, but we got to understand this body of Christ. How we treat one another is how we treat Jesus. And that's important for us to understand. And the commandments of our God and our King tell us to think of others first before we think of ourselves. And we understand that putting others before self flows from faith in Christ, and therein lies the crucial difference between the goats and the sheep, between the redeemed and the damned. The damned can't think of anybody first but themselves. The goats, those cast in the lake of fire, say darn near the same words to Christ as you will say. But they say them in a challenge. They say them in a challenge. When? You tell me when I saw you, and then maybe I'll believe you. They do not speak like you and I speak when we are dumbfounded on that day, saying, I don't remember when. Can you tell me when? Oh, do you notice they acknowledge Him as Lord, but they cannot say King. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, because God will be shown forth in His glory. They must say Lord, but they will not acknowledge Him as their King. When? You tell us. You prove it. They did works, yes, but works for the glory of self, not for the glory of the King. They can never say with the psalmist, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my Lord. They would rather have their name on the house of God. Away from me. They will hear the words, away from me. Be cast into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For you would not have repentance and faith. And now the way is barred for you. But you will be at the right hand of God. Why? Because of the very words you confess today. I am a poor, miserable sinner. Because you understand confession and absolution. Because sinful though each and every single one of us are, we really do struggle and strive to put others before self. We may fail, but God won't remember that on that day. He will remember the blood shed for us, the blood that washes us. He will remember us in Christ. You who acted in faith, you who changed diapers in faith, you who will aid persecuted brethren when you can, you who are the ear to bend and the arm to lean on, you who labor unseen and yet not unnoticed, unthanked and yet not unthankful, you who do without thinking but not without thought, you who put others before self precisely because Christ put you first. And your faith is in Christ. Then come. Come, for no sin will be charged against you. Your sins are forgiven. Come, for you have been invited to the wedding feast. Come and receive the garments of the King. Come this day and find out who you truly are. Come and receive the inheritance prepared for you before the foundations of the world were laid. For you are the daughters and the sons of the King. Behold, the King will come. The King has come. The King will come again. And we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.